Alex Pavlovich joins us. Rookie of the year. I've already proclaimed him that as the beat writer of the year here. He covers it for the Bay Area newspaper group, the San Jose Mercury News, especially. Alex, I'll let you call the player of the game for yesterday.
You know, we were just talking about it. I think a lot of guys had a huge night last night, and to me, looking back on it, I don't think we talked much after the game about Angel Pagan, but he had three more hits and was right in the middle of everything. But Marco Scudero, just because of what he represents, and to me, with the Dodgers last night coming in, and they've spent a lot of money in the last 2 months to try and get better, and the Giants, you know, all respect to Charlie Culberson, but they didn't have to give much up to get Marco Scudero, and he comes out there, and he was the star last night, and he's been, you know, probably the acquisition of the trade deadline so far, just in terms of what he costs and what he's given the team, and like you said, it's a little bit like 2010, where it's not really the biggest name that you get, it's the guy who makes the biggest impact, and right now that's Marco Scudero.
And that's what the front office has done, and I always mention the Tony Siegels of the world, and Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian, and of course my good friend Lee Elder, and you know, people like that, Dick Tidrow, and they got players to fit roles. Now, of course, the Dodgers went out and redid the whole thing, and you know, bought a new house and a new car to go with it, but they got players to fit roles, and Scudero fits a great role. Maharis fits an important role in that lefty in the bullpen. You end up bringing Nady in as well, and of course Pence. For whatever you want to say about the way he plays and all that, he had a big hit last night off of Josh Beckett. So they fit the spots where they needed help, and that's what they did.
Yeah, and you can even go back to the offseason. They got Gregor Blanco. They got Joaquin Arias, guys who maybe other teams didn't know much about and other teams didn't have a whole lot of interest in, but guys who certainly, I mean, Blanco's slumping a little bit right now, but he contributed a lot to the first half and keeping them, you know, above water. And Joaquin Arias, what he did in August was incredible. So it's really gone back last year. It's gone back a few years now where they find guys that we don't really pay much attention to in November, December, but come the middle of the summer, they're the guys you're kind of writing about.
You think Arias will be in there today with the lefty, Capuano or Crawford?
Yeah, Bochy said last night he thought Arias would be the shortstop today. And you know what? Crawford's been playing great, and not just defensively, but he's been swinging a hot bat and kind of has raised that average steadily throughout the season, and now is drawing a few walks too. So he's playing pretty well, but I think they've kind of liked the way they have it set up, and certainly Arias has done more than enough to stay in the lineup.
Well, they're 30-14 against lefties, and he's a big part of it, hitting well over .300. Alex Pavlovich joins us to talk a little bit of the pregame baseball here. Alex, what about left field today? Belt was out there yesterday, and of course Posey at first base. What happens today?
You know, I haven't seen the lineup yet, but I kind of like Brandon Belt in left field just because I think it's an easy way to keep his bat in the lineup. And last night he got tested once, and you know, he looked okay, and he's played out there before. And this is a guy who he's awkward at times, but he's actually pretty athletic when he gets going, and he's shown a little speed on the bases this year. And he has a tendency to kind of just make the play, and it's not always pretty, but he makes the play. And I think he'll be just fine in left field. And to me, the most important thing is just keeping his bat in the lineup every day, and that's a pretty easy way to do it.
All right, let's say he doesn't play left field today. Maybe Christian, he's off the DL. Put him out there today, probably not Peguero. Or they could put Belt out there and put Pill at first base today, I guess.
Yeah, they could do that. That's the way to keep Pill in the lineup. And Pill has played a little bit of left field in the past, so, you know, it's going to be mix and match here, but against the lefty especially.
Well, you'll tweet it.
Sure.
Shortly. I'll be down at the public house. I'll look forward to seeing what you put out there for the lineup. Posey not catching Lincecum. You're a beat writer. Anything to the rumors and the little buzz around the ballpark? Why doesn't Posey catch Lincecum?
Well, you know, nobody's really said anything about it all year, and I think that's a smart thing to do because this is a very good team and they're a first-place team, and you certainly don't want any trouble with Tim Lincecum and your all-star catcher. But, you know, at this point of the year, when you look at it, he just hasn't been catching Lincecum, and oftentimes he hasn't caught Zito either. So there's definitely something there, and it's probably something that going forward, maybe next year, maybe the year after, we'll pay more attention to guys on the staff who maybe prefer to throw to Hector Sanchez, or maybe the Giants prefer to have them throw to Hector Sanchez. But in terms of this year, I think nobody down there certainly wants to make it an issue.
Hector Sanchez caught last night. Posey, I would imagine, would be behind the plate. I think Bochy sort of said that. What's the mood of this ball club? A couple of years ago, this going down the stretch, it was the rally thong, and Pat Burrell and Aubrey Huff and Cody Ross and Mark DeRosa. and Freddie Sanchez and, you know, veterans in this ball club, Brian Wilson, the beard and all that. What about this ball club? Who are they? Who are these guys?
You know, I was around a lot in 2010, and it strikes me that this club is a little bit more businesslike and a little bit, you know, they come to the park every day and they just work hard and get it done and then go home. And a lot of these guys are, a lot of the young guys are married, and a lot of the older guys have a bunch of kids and have more kids on the way. So this is a team that to me isn't the one that's going to be hanging around the clubhouse and hanging out until 11:30 or so. These are guys who come and do their work and then they go home. And I think that's why they've been able to get through everything and have been able to get past the Melky Cabrera incident and the injuries they've had this year. I don't think you'll see a rally thawing in the last month. I don't know if you'll see some of the craziness that we saw in 2010, but certainly it's a very good clubhouse. And I think the Giants have built a team here. And down there, they really do feel like a team. And to me, the most telling thing was last night you started to hear guys talk about not wanting this division to even have anything up for grabs when they go to Los Angeles the last week. So it's guys who have been careful about what they say, but last night you started to realize, and they started to realize and talk publicly about the fact that they know they want to wrap this up. They don't want to have to worry about those last three games. They can set the rotation up for the postseason if they clinch early. So I think it's a team that really has one goal, and right now they're all working towards it.
How about Angel Pagan and the season he's having? I talk about as he's walking in as we talk here and looking out at the field, and it looks like he's looking at triples alley. Maybe he's thinking triples today. He's got 10. You know, Willie Mays, I should have mentioned it to Willie last night. I said, you know, you nervous at all about this? He'd say, nah, you know. But he's got 10, and Willie, of course, I think co-holder with Steve Finley at 12 for triples for the San Francisco Giants. But Pagan walking in as Alex and I speak right now as the sun is starting to peek out here at AT&T Park. But what a season for Angel Pagan. Of course, a free agent, and he's having the career season that all ball players want to have at this time of their careers.
You know, I was driving home last night, and I realized I barely even mentioned him in my game story and in my post-game vlog, and it was something that I realized at some point with Melky Cabrera when he was just hitting every night, and it was like, you know, you don't focus on him tonight because he does that every night. He has two hits, he scores, he makes a play in center field, he makes a play on the bases, and really he's been a guy that I think at the end of the year we're going to look back and go, man, from the beginning to the end, he, you know, there was a couple slumps in there, but really one of the most important players on this team throughout the year and doesn't always maybe get the attention he deserves, but especially since Melky Cabrera went down, I mean, he's been fantastic. And yeah, I saw him looking at triples alley too. So it'll be, to me, that's one of the strangest records for this team, that one is co-owned by Willie Mays and Steve Finley. So it's a little weird, but maybe Angel Pagan will have it pretty soon.
Well, you put Willie in this park and the way he hit the right center field, I would have loved to see Willie play it. Willie McCovey as well. In this park, because Willie McCovey, you know, like what Bonds did in this park, for however Bonds did it, but McCovey certainly would have been interesting to see. God, can you imagine McCovey hitting here? I don't care what the wind is here, because there was wind at Candlestick. McCovey would have gone nuts in this park, and Mays at Triple Alley, because Mays was a right center field hitter, would have been unbelievable in this park.
Well,
wow.
For me with Mays, I look at the way people react to Mike Trout, and I always wonder what would Mays have been like in the Twitter era.
Yeah.
When you could kind of go, oh my God, did you just see that? Go find a clip of that on MLB.com.
Yeah.
So I think he would have maybe been even, you know, we would have known even more about him.
Dodgers a little bit back against the wall here, and the Giants have Matt Cain today. Capuano, you've seen this matchup before. How do you feel about this game today? Give me a little bit of a scouting report today. Cain, who's pitched well against the Dodgers, and Capuano struggled his last couple of times out.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Dodgers can't feel very good as they're coming to the ballpark today just because they know what they're facing in Matt Cain. And Matt Cain is, more than anything, I think, is a big game pitcher. And today certainly is a game where the Giants have a chance to really, I mean, we're getting pretty close here to the end. I know they don't want to talk yet about this being close to done, but at some point you look down at the standings and realize that the Dodgers only have 23 games left, so if they're going to make a move, they have to do it this weekend.
Yes.
And today's a big game for the Giants and a bigger one for the Dodgers. They really have to make a move today, and when you come to the ballpark knowing you have to do that and then you take the field and see Matt Cain, that, you know, that really can't be a good feeling.
No, Cain's pitched well here, 6-3 in 12 games at home, .224 earned run average. 20 home runs given up, 187 innings, no problem. It's less than one a game. And, you know, that 20 sounds like a lot, but when you realize you're getting close to 200 innings pitched, it doesn't mean a lot. But 15 solo shots, righties 192 against them with 12 of the 20 homers, lefties 260 with 8. As I said earlier today, the Giants are a team with a GPS. They know where they're going. Whoever they are, they know who they are. They know where they're going. The Dodgers look like a team that at the fork in the road. Do we go this way or that way? And I'm not sure they know yet who they are.
Yeah, I heard you say that, and I thought that was a perfect point. Just you look at a guy like Marco Scudero, and that's a team that knows what it's doing, and that's a team that knows the way it's going to play and knows that Marco Scudero is a perfect fit. And they went out and got him, and then the Dodgers just kind of went out and got anybody they could, and they'll put them together. And I do think they're going to be pretty good next year because some of the guys, I know you mentioned Josh Beckett this morning. I think Beckett will bounce back eventually. And I think he maybe checked out a little bit in Boston, and probably everybody in Boston knows that. But still, he's a talented guy, and we saw it last night. Yeah. And he probably will be pretty good the next couple of years, and Adrian Gonzalez and Henry Ramirez, all of that. But it's pretty tough in the middle of the year to just throw all those guys in the clubhouse and say, go out there and win a division. And the Giants kind of knew what they had, and they knew they didn't need much. And I know a lot of people out there wanted them to go out and get more and keep up with the Dodgers, but I think internally they felt that this was a pretty good team, and you kind of work around the edges, and they did that. And last night it led to another win.
Yeah, they got to pitch. They have to pitch. Lindstrom's had the two best starts of the last eight, believe it or not. Lindstrom's put himself in the rotation for me in the playoffs, and I thought he would not be in it. I thought Vogelsong had that sewn up. I think it's just the opposite right now. I think Vogelsong's pitched his way out of it, and unless something unusual happens over these next couple of weeks, Lindstrom, for me, probably gets in the first three and maybe becomes a number two starter here. We'll see how it plays out, but I think that. Then the key for me, again, Kemp. Lindstrom got Kemp every big time last night, and Kemp is a guy who could carry a ball club. He comes up all the time to do damage, and when he's cold, it just changes the Dodgers. I don't care who else is playing.
You know, the funny thing is this year when Lindstrom was struggling early on, I think there was one night where I may have very prematurely tweeted that Lindstrom was back, and it was because he was dominating Kemp, but that seems to just be a season-long thing for
him.
And the problem he had that night was he gave up a huge hit to, I think it was Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah, but, come on, but down last the right night, field line?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So last night we saw the ability to kind of not only get Kemp, but also keep his focus after he gets Kemp, and that's been the difference for him.
All right, Kemp against Matt Cain, 10 for 44 with a homer. Gonzalez against Kemp. Cain, 18 for 56 with four homers. The one for Cain to watch out is Ethier, 25 for 53. That's just under 500. 25 for 53. No homers, though. So Matt Cain has got his hands full. Hanley Ramirez, 8 for 31. Maybe Abreu may see some action. Who knows? 1 for 5. A.J. Ellis, a heck of a catcher, 3 for 6. Mark Ellis, 4 for 16. And Victorino, they sort of kept him in check. 4 for 25, and as a left-handed hitter, a noticeable split difference. So that's what Cain is looking for today. Not much action against Capuano, really, for the Giants. Pagan, 2 for 7. Pence, 1 for 13, and it gets worse tomorrow against Kershaw for Pence. So Pence had his guy last night, and that was Beckett. Posey, 1 for 4 with a homer. Sandoval, 4 for 6. Scudero, 4 for 8. And as I say, Christian, 0 for 2. And Arias, 1 for 2 with a homer, so you're right. He will be in there today. Al, thanks for coming by, as always. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime.
Enjoying the season?
I really am, and it looks like it might go on a little bit longer. So.
Yeah. All right. Alex Pavlovich, you can follow him on Twitter, Alex, P-A-V-L-O-V-I-C.
Yes.
See, I've got it down.
Got
the spelling down, and really, during the game, it's a lot of fun to follow Alex and Andy Baggerly, CSN Bags, and Chris Hafton. Everybody else who gets involved with tweeting during the game. I enjoy it.